Dr. Christie's office. Well, this is Judy. Ann McGovern, well, how are you? Oh, heavens, your elbow. Well, how did you do that?
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the script. Tonight, Brooklyn, New York gets the spotlight, and the prize money goes to Richard Taylor of 335 South 2nd Street for his Christmas play, The Little Carpenter, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price.
Oh, iron clothes. I see. Your elbow bumped against the hot iron, huh? Oh, that must have hurt. But, Anne, you certainly had Vaseline petroleum jelly in your medicine chest. Oh, you did apply it. Relieved the pain immediately, hmm? Of course. And with a Vaseline petroleum jelly gauze dressing, that elbow of yours will heal up in a jiffy. Oh, believe me, there's nothing better for minor household burns than Vaseline petroleum jelly. You know, I'm reading wartime medical reports, and petroleum jelly, as part of an effective new burn treatment, helped promote recovery from serious battle burns that were simply remarkable. Yes, petroleum jelly. Vaseline petroleum jelly is the world's leading brand. Whenever any member of your family gets a minor burn, reach for the Vaseline petroleum jelly. Just spread it on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn. Bandage firmly, but not tightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call the doctor. But be sure to keep tested, reliable Vaseline petroleum jelly on hand for minor burns. Well, Anne, it's very nice to hear from you. Call again. Goodbye.
Christmas. Dr. Christian, like all of us, loves this day. But he dreads Elsie Farrington's Christmas parties, the most lavish and dullest affairs in River's End. So tonight we find the good doctor and Judy Price trudging, alas and alack, down a lovely avenue of snow to keep a date with Mrs. Farrington's turkey. And he's feeling much sadder, I think, than the turkey might feel about the whole occasion.
Cheer up, Doctor. Look at all the whitest, shiniest, most beautiful snow that ever fell on the Christmas world.
2 years ago, her house caught on fire while the turkey was being carved. Last year, her boiler exploded in the middle of the soup. I wonder what form of unique entertainment Elsie Farrington plans for us tonight.
Oh, she doesn't mean any harm.
Neither did Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Well, here we are. Ring the bell. Yeah, now smile pretty, Doctor.
I just wish somebody would have a baby right this minute.
What?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening, Edward.
Your coat, Miss Price?
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Edward. Isn't it a lovely Christmas?
Oh, indeed, sir. How unfortunate that Mrs. Farrington must spend it thousands of miles from home.
What?
Wait a minute, Edward. Mrs. Farrington is giving a party here tonight. Where is Mrs. Farrington?
Down in Mexico, sir.
Mexico?
Judy, don't say I didn't warn you.
Mrs. Farrington suddenly became a grandmother, sir. She chartered a plane this morning to see what the stork left.
What about her party, her guests?
Well, now, Doctor, weren't you hoping a moment ago that somebody would have a baby?
Oh, I only wish.
Careful, you don't do that again.
Oh, just let me go home.
Oh, that wouldn't do, sir. Mrs. Farrington left instructions that you were to carry on as a host.
Me?
Precisely, sir. Edward, she says, tell Dr. Christian come taffy or salt water. My dinner must go on.
Who wants to be host to a screwball party?
Dr. Christian will be delighted, Edward. Bring on the lions.
Look here, Judy. Christmas after Christmas, Elsie Farrington gets my goat. Why do I come here?
Just to see what could possibly happen next.
And it always happens.
Besides, you've got to play ball with her, or break a wishbone, if you wanted to keep on supporting the day nursery.
Yes, and I'm certainly doing it the hard way.
Wonder who else is coming?
Heaven only knows. Leave it to Elsie till they got the strangest crowd. headhunters, radio swooners, and whatnot. You have an enemy in the world, he'll toss you right in his lap.
He's calling me a headhunter.
Well, bless my eyes. It's Myrna Martin. Well, how are you?
Very fine, thank you. Well, nice to see you, Mrs. Martin. Beauty. I swear you look 16 in that pink lace.
Well, Myrna, you managed to grow more beautiful year after year yourself. How'd you do it?
Oh, Dr. Crichton, I've the most wonderful news about Dick. He got his separation from the Navy and is flying home for Christmas. I wired him to join us here. Well, you have a right to be proud of him. He's all I have since my husband died. Oh, by the way, Edward told me about Elsie.
Oh, yes. Our charming hostess ran out on her own beautiful party.
Isn't he too clever? Mm. The worm.
Hi, butter.
Oh, Dick. Dick, my darling.
Hello. Oh. Hey, don't smother a guy. Five kisses are plenty. Hi, Dr. Christian. Glad to see you.
Hello, Dick.
And what's yonder pink and gold radiant? Judy.
Oh, congratulations, Commander Martin. I'm pleased since you got your promotion.
Oh, skip it. I'm out now. Nevertheless, I want your picture for the centerpiece of my pinup gallery.
But, I thought I was there.
Oh, mothers go into prayer books.
Even mothers as pretty as yours.
You know, Dick, your mother was the greatest belle of her day. She broke scores of hearts when she married your father.
So she's told me hundreds of times. But you have, Mother. They drank poison, jumped under trains, and joined the French Foreign League.
Hello, all you people. Oh.
Why, Isabel Allen. Hello there.
Hello, Isabel. Judy, what a gorgeous gown. A working girl, and she can look like that. Oh. Oh. Hello, Dickie.
Hello, Isabel.
Well, what's that on your shoulder? A bright little boy has been promoted.
Yeah. Also a bright little girl.
What do you mean, handsome?
I mean that mink coat, my sweet. Nice going.
Lovely going, and I'll not stop this side of a real career.
Well, see you in the headlines. But don't let yourself trip over a dream by chance.
Don't worry, Dickie. If I find a dream in my way, I'll give it the brush off. Hey, what goes here?
A shattered romance, Judy.
Good evening, everyone. Why, Paul Christian.
That is Todd. What's that, you son of a seahorse? I didn't expect to see you here. What's on a hook and line drive you away from Wall Street?
Elsie's invitation and the chance to see all of my old friends.
Oh. Well, you remember Myrna Martin?
Why, yes.
Well, Thaddeus, we meet again.
Myrna. The years may come and the years may go, still lovely, lovely Myrna.
That sentiment, Doctor, or is that sentiment?
Sentiment, Judy. That is Todd Worship the once, but he lives on the wrong side of the storybook, right?
Oh, I get it. Poor boy, proud girl. Now, he's a millionaire and she wears artificial pearls. Ted, I want to present my son, Dick.
Haven't we met before, Commander?
Really, sir? I can't remember.
I might refresh your memory.
Don't strain yourself.
And, Dad, this is Isabel Allen.
You've mixed your cues, Doctor. Thaddeus brought me.
Yes?
I dashed ahead to show off the beautiful new coat he gave me for Christmas.
Well, I didn't know you were friends.
So that's where it came from.
Yes.
You're doing all right, Isabel. In fact, you're doing better and better.
Naturally, Commander.
Party doesn't need a host, it needs a referee.
Judy, why didn't I go to Mexico?
I'd like to know what's wrong about accepting a mink coat from the man I'm going to marry.
Did you say marry?
He certainly did.
Well, one of you deserves congratulations. But I don't know which.
Will somebody please congratulate me?
Yeah, it's Lee Monroe.
Yes, Judy, and thank heaven for the interruption. Welcome, Lee.
Thanks, Doctor. I won the Lantis Scholarship.
Say, that's wonderful.
The Lantis Scholarship? What is it?
It's the richest prize a young painter can win nowadays.
That's so. How much is it worth in cold cash?
Dad, it's the artistic word that matters.
To an artist, maybe. To me, success means money.
Well, in cold cash, sir, it's worth about $5,000. But it means years of work with the finest artists in America. It means I can paint from morning to night. With never a care or worry about paying for the next meal or a hunk of canvas. You can't put a dollar sign in front of that.
That's great stuff, Lee. I'm cheering for you.
Save it, Dick. hating you the way I do helped me a lot.
Why, Lee? Why have you always hated me?
Ask your beautiful mother, who loves beauty so much.
There must be some misunderstanding, Jenny.
No, Edward. It's all right. Mrs. Farrington asked me to come.
Well, folks, here comes another guest, I think.
Jenny Graves, Myrna Martin's maid, Doctor.
Welcome to our party, Jenny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all. I thought Mrs. Farrington was joking. But she really did want me to come. To the loveliest home in River Bend. To be her guest. With the nicest people. On the loveliest day in the year. I couldn't believe it. But it's true.
Jenny, you've got a lot of nerve to come here.
But I received an invitation. If you don't want me to stay.
Oh, this is absurd. My own maid at a party with me.
But, ma'am, I have it here. See? Look at it.
I thought so. Look here, Dr. Christian. I wouldn't put it past Dr. Farrington to do such a thing, but if this is supposed to resemble her handwriting, it's a very bad forgery.
Oh, let me see it.
I didn't forge it. Somebody sent it by messenger a little while ago.
That was an unkind trick, whoever did it. But we want you to stay just the same, Jenny, because that's how we feel about you.
And that goes for me too, Jenny.
Very gallant, my dear doctor. But you forget that I can't sit at the table with my own maid.
You mean you don't want to?
I can't, and I won't.
Myrna. Forever Myrna. Snobbish, proud, and vain.
Now, Thaddeus, let the dead past take care of itself.
I've waited 30 years to tell her this, Paul, and you can't stop me. Myrna, your snobbery and pride stood between us many, many years ago, as it still stands between us tonight. I was in love with you, and you cared for me. But you were ambitious, beautiful, and I was a grocery clerk. So you married for position and money and broke the young clerk's heart. But I made a vow then, Myrna, a vow that someday I'd have the money and the power to get even with you.
I could beat you out to say things like this to me.
My mother didn't have to marry you if she didn't want to. You leave her alone.
Dick, let me handle this, please.
I'm not through yet, Paul. Before our handsome young commander entered the Navy, he handled valuable securities for Fallman Flow.
What if I did?
Fallman Flow is one of my companies. I own it.
You own it?
Yes. And those securities you borrowed from the company, you stole from me.
Dr. Christie, stop him.
For heaven's sake, Thaddeus, do you know what you're accusing him of?
Son, tell him he lies.
Well, we're waiting, Dick.
I can't.
Yes, Myrna. I can have your charming, handsome son disgraced and thrown into jail.
Oh, help me, Paul.
Dick, I wanted to explain. Why did you do it?
I was just a fool in love. I thought she'd forget about a career. I had enough money to spend on her in River's End. I played the wrong horses. But I honestly meant to put it back someday.
Then he did it for you, Isabel.
Isabel, listen. The man you're going to marry can ruin Dick's life. Or he can send him out with his name and his honor to make a new start in life. Perhaps Thaddeus will listen to you.
I'm thinking of that.
And what is your choice?
Well, why couldn't vengeance be suit me too, Dr. Christian? I didn't want Dick's money or a career. His mother knew that I only wanted him. Yet he drove us apart with sneers and insults. My family didn't mix pinkies with the best people. And you ask my choice.
It's okay, Doctor. I've got a beating coming to me.
But listen, listen, all of you. This party was thrust into my charge. And this is Christmas. They have consecrated to the love and benevolence and brotherhood of man. You can save Dick here, now, in this room.
You're wrong, Doctor.
Why, Lee? Why am I wrong?
The meanness and envy now exposed in this room are hidden in our hearts always. Christmas or no Christmas. All people are secret enemies to one another.
That's a cynical untruth. It's very good that's deep-rooted inside of us, waiting for the right moment to reveal itself. Tell me, Lee, why do you hate Dick?
He's everything that I'm not and might have been.
That his fault?
I shined shoes when he rode around on a pony. I painted at night by candlelight while he got a top-drawer Harvard education. He grew strong and handsome and tall and... I might have been in his place.
But how could you be?
Because Dick is my brother.
What?
My twin brother. You're crazy, Lee. Am I crazy, Dr. Christian?
Didn't you bring me into this world?
I remember. Yes. Your mother died then.
Weren't there two?
Why, yes. And both went into an orphanage.
Well, Mrs. Myrna Martin adopted him.
I never knew that.
Mother, is this true? Why didn't you help my brother as you helped me? Because she loves beauty, and you were beautiful, and I was not.
Christmas is a failure. I give up.
Please, sir, I saw the lights outside. I knew a party was going on.
Oh, well, you. What do you want?
Can you let me sing a song for anything that's worth? Just some pennies or anything.
What's the idea?
There's a swell Christmas present I want to buy you, if I can earn the money.
What kind of present?
It's a dandy carpenter's bench with hammers, tools, nails, and everything. Please let me sing for it. Go on, Doctor. Nothing can make this party any worse.
If it's okay with everybody, then okay.
Well, remember, everybody, you don't have to give nothing if you don't want to. Whatever you like in my hat, folks. I thought it was a quarter.
No, it's worth a dollar to me.
Yes, thanks. Is 5 cents all right? Well.
Nice seeing you, kid. Here's mine, fella.
You were wonderful, child.
My smallest is a $10 bill.
And I'll change it, sir.
No. Keep it all, son.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you all. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye. And peace on earth. And good will toward men.
God bless you, boy.
Wasn't he divine, Dr. Christian?
Mr. Petty, something wrong?
You know what? Daddy, I must return the coat. It's needed.
I think I understand, my dear.
As you loved Dick's mother all through the years and love her still, that's how I love him.
Isabel.
Oh, darling, I don't want a career. It'll always be you.
But I'm going to jail. It'll be a long, long wait.
It's forever too long to wait for you, darling.
Lee, I have a feeling you want to say something.
Why should I?
Because if Dick is your brother, then your brother is in trouble.
Well, I've the right to claim the cash for the Lanta scholarship.
Oh, Lee, you wouldn't.
Mr. Todd, if I give you the value of the Lanta, would you let Dick go?
Don't be a fool, Lee. I never did anything for you. The Lanta's your chance, your career, your life. You'll never have another.
Mr. Todd, will you take it?
Well, Paul, shall I do it?
I don't want him to.
Ask your own heart, Thaddeus.
I did that, Paul. While the boy was singing. Dick, if you'll forgive my hardness, would you like to come back to me and earn the money you borrowed?
Thank you, sir. I'll make you proud of this.
A few minutes ago, this was a house of hate. All six of you were snarling and hating and destroying your life, and a strange boy sang a hymn. And all is right with the world.
Except that I still owe Jenny an apology. Oh, no, ma'am. You were right. I have no business here in this group, and I know it. I'll leave now.
Oh,
Oh, my dear. I wanted to stay.
And that makes it complete. It'll be a blessed Christmas after all.
Ladies and gentlemen, dinner is served. You and duty first, Dr. Piston.
Is it pleased, you lady?
Yes, please, you lord.
Coming, Dick.
At your heels, sir. Shall we go together, Isabel?
Now and forever, Commander.
Coming, Mother? May I, Luna?
Yes, Daddy. You still want to walk my side.
My dear, does a blade of grass that's been in the rain all night still want the morning sun?
Coming, Jenny?
Yes, she's coming with me. Jenny, I have a secret.
I'm sorry you quarreled last week.
It was all my fault. That's why I wanted to come to this party. I had to see you again. And I knew Mrs. Barrington was going to Mexico.
Oh, then he sent me the false invitation.
I thought nobody would guess it was false.
This doctor, what's this under my plate?
And mine. Why, here's my $10 bill.
And here's my quarter.
And my money, too.
Edward, sir, how did our money get here onto our plate?
Money, sir? Why, I don't know. No one has been in here.
The little boy that sang a few moments ago must have been in here.
Little boy that sang, sir? I heard no one singing, and I've been in here for some time arranging the table.
I wonder what he really was.
So do I, Judy. Well, we just have to call him the little carpenter.
And the curtain descends on our Dr. Christian Cries Christmas play with our star, Gene Herschel, waiting to greet you. Man, dry scalp is a common nuisance. You may have it and not realize it. If you've noticed just one of these signs of dry scalp, stiff, wild-looking hair, loose dandruff, tight, itchy scalp, reach for Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic combats dry scalp. Checks it easily, quickly, effectively. Vaseline Hair Tonic actually supplements the natural scalp oil. Contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. It works with nature, not against it. Just 5 drops a day. 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic applied with a comb or directly on the hair checks dry scalp, keeps hair perfectly groomed. Also, a brisk Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before each shampoo loosens dandruff, relieves itchy tightness. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic gives double care, scalp and hair. More bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than of any hair tonic in America. Buy, try Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now here is Gene Herschel.
Thank you very much. Tonight's prize play was written by Richard Taylor of Brooklyn, New York, who is an employment interviewer, but still finds time to devote to his avocation of writing. Next week, our prize play is called Mission Accomplished. Kate Snitcher of Palo Alto, California, is the author. We invite you to listen to the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night.
Are your lips chapped? For quick relief, for quick healing, get Vaseline Lip Ice. With Vaseline Lip Ice, healing begins almost instantly. Only 10 and 25 cents at your druggist. Ask for Vaseline Lip Ice. Next week's Dr. Christian play, Mission Accomplished, is especially recommended to children as well as grown-ups. Don't miss it. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.